Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, I think...
Today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Wouldn't you like to do secession too? Hey, the word of the day, secession! Or, you know, the root secede or to seed. And that's not to plant seeds like we like to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but to basically separate, distinguish yourself from, to, I guess, come out from under a relationship that no longer is working for you. It's kind of like divorce, I guess, or it's sort of like I guess you can call it an annulment, but I mean, I think we're all well past the annulment phase. But did you see this? Secessionist movement is alive and well. And of course, where's the lefty organization saying this is all about racism? They probably are out there, aren't they? You saw this?
Of course they are. Yeah, of course. They're always there waiting to play the race card whenever they can.
The Daily Caller now says 50 states are participating. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio, where no one asks for secession, but you are free to secede at any time. You don't even have to ask for permission here because we respect your freedom. We respect your sovereignty. We respect that you were born of creation. The Creator created you to be free and not to be enslaved to any one radio show, even one as good as this one, right?
You'll miss us if you leave.
Yeah, though. But you'll miss us if you leave. No, listen, this is an interesting story of among many stories. It's, the question I have is, what took them so long? Suddenly now everybody goes, well, let's look into this thing about secession. I mean, the thing is now, it's sort of like the Titanic's going down. And rather than bailing water, they're probably figure out, well, maybe we ought to get on one of those little lifeboats, get off of this thing and not go down with the ship. I think that subtly and powerfully, it's now coming more and more to the surface. People are realizing in the states, and the states maybe themselves, realizing that they could be dragged down into this and never recover. Now, if we go back to the origin of the United States, and by the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Political healing to get it started here, because this is a big story everybody's asking about. And you know, people have been asking me, hey, did you sign the petition from wherever you are? It's like, no. And the reason why I don't is because it's just pure symbolism. It's symbolic. And that's fine. And I'm not dissing on anybody who signed it. I understand the nature of it and the reason for it and all of that. But if you're really wanting serious about secession, you don't ask for permission. You don't ask for permission. It's not something you go, oh, please, Mr. Obama in the White House, can we leave? No. It's a birthright, much like the states created, along with the people, the federal government. And then the federal government, after the war between the states and what Lincoln did, basically said, no, that's decided. You can no longer secede because we've decided, not because they changed the Declaration of Independence, but it was simply because we beat you in war.
Right.
That's not a real reason other than, okay, well, you risk Texas if you secede from the Union, the guns of Navarone. I don't know. I mean, you risk, I mean, is Obama going to send in the troops? This is the same question we had about nullification. When the federal government tried to impose, and basically I don't think this was just an executive branch thing, wasn't it? The Real ID, didn't it pass Congress a while back?
I believe it did.
It wasn't like it was just an executive branch sign, a stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool Bill Clinton scenario where it's an executive order. In other words, the three branches of government have been complicit, and they're comprised of people that come from the states. And those people and the states are superior, but once they get into the federal government, they say, oh, man, I'm part of the gravy train now. And they start doing everything they can to subjugate the states and the people. And now some of the people are finally going, wait a second. And you know, the thing is, this isn't a state petition. These are people that are signing a petition. So it's sort of wrong when they say the states are wanting to secede. No, the states aren't. It's some of the people within those states that are wanting to what? They're wanting to gain back that which is their birthright. And I understand the impetus to do it. In fact, my dear friend Michael Bednarik has just written a book, and I've looked at it, and it's brilliant. It's kind of a roadmap in reality as far as instead of historical fantasy about the word sovereignty. His book called Secret to Sovereignty, or How to Survive the Second American Revolution, as he calls it. Michael Bednarik. We'll be getting him on about that soon. But this is what I see happening. People are yearning to be free again. They're recognizing that they have been subjugated to the point of discomfort. Discomfort that is now making it so uncomfortable that they're willing to risk serious stuff. Remember, those that signed the Declaration of Independence literally signed a death warrant. I mean, they've almost lost everything. You've talked about people that lost their fortunes, their homes, family members. Some of them lost their lives because of what they said to the crown in England. Said, no, you no longer are our masters. And so it's a serious issue. I don't tell people to go into this willy-nilly, but I think people are now at the point of being fed up and up. And of course, the old media is going to do its best, Super Don, to say, oh, this is about racism. This is because Obama is black. Well, he's not. He's only half, if you really are into racial lines. And
if you want to be technical.
Right. It was like, come on. How many people, if they trace their so-called bloodlines back, will find that there has been interaction? As far as the mix of the races, oh my gosh, it's like it's human. Come on, get over the distinction.
Everybody's
got it. So this is an important story. Yes, I am not belittling it at all. In fact, that's why I opened with it because I think it's that important. But it's not because we're going to be nicey-nicey about this. Similar to what John Rappaport wrote about yesterday, I didn't get to cover on the air. About the yes on 37 people are saying to John Rappaport, man, you're messing things up for us. We just need to all hold hands and heal.
Heal, yeah.
Right? Do you see that? Heal from what? Heal from being defrauded out of a legitimate vote to mandate the labeling of GMOs and ultimately result in the banning of these genetic abominations? How about healing from the fact that those substances are being allowed because the biotech industry and the willing accomplices in the media and some in government have disallowed a legitimate vote that clearly the Californians, even the stupid fluoride-infested ones, would have said, I don't think I want genetically modified food.
Right.
And they said healing. What healing? The staff of the Yes on 37 campaign, are they the ones that need healing? Or the people of California who won't be able to tell whether the food they're eating is genetically modified?
Right.
This is the new age airy fairy. I get disgusted with stuff. And, considering yesterday, some people will go, well, Robert, you went all new age on us yesterday with Mike Adams talking about the neurologist who saw heaven. No, this is about sharing experiences in life. And just because you have a belief on heaven that may differ from somebody else doesn't mean you go, okay, now, oh, well, we know there's evil, but it's God's plan that there's evil, that we just kind of back down and go, let it happen. I don't think we've ever said that here on the show, have we?
No, I don't think so.
I don't recall doing that. But I get disgusted with those that are on the left that just got to say, let's hold hands and sing kumbaya. No, I got nothing against prayer. In fact, I talk openly and I advocate prayer. And contemplative, meditative, chanting of your sacred, secret words. Singing, when you get bar mitzvah, you do it. I mean, they chant in Christian churches. So the sound, the music, the elevation, the consciousness, it's all real. But at the same time, when you see somebody threatening your life or enslaving you and your children, do you just chant your way out of it? Is that the only thing you're...
I like it. I like it.
I don't know. Maybe somebody's got an opinion on that. Let me know. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you have a question or comment on the political healing aspect of what we got to do here. Oh, by the way, great show. Oh, Robert. Guess who's coming back? Leanna Werner Gray, the Earth Diet.
Yay.
Oh, we miss her. What a bubbly energy she has.
Always fun.
So we're going to have fun with her. We're going to have absolutely a great time of who she is. And we're going to talk about GMOs, those GMOs. And she's an absolute sweetheart, but she also knows you just can't smile your way through tyranny. There's got to be something more to be done here. Also, it is Wednesday, so that means it's time to go way outside the box with Ty Bollinger. And boy, we got some great stuff with Ty. Some vaccine realities, MMR, Nazi Germany references. We're going to go all the way back and teach the history that is not taught in government indoctrination centers. That's right.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. And there's a story about taking a bath and you won't believe what. Oh, man. We got that going on. What about the guy who took a pregnancy test and found out he had testicular cancer? Anybody want to talk about that? Well, we are, whether you want to or not.
That was a bizarre story, for sure.
Yeah. No, but it's great. We're glad to have Ty on board. Check it all out at the blog. The blog notes are there, robertscadbell.com. You can put in your input there as well. Sign up for email alerts, all that good stuff. And, of course, download all of the archives through iTunes, through National News Radio, of course, the Sunday show, which, in case you missed it, we did another big episode with Ronnie McMullen on the structured water technology. And I'm telling you, this little passive unit You just got to try it. You got 90 days. You got nothing to lose, really. Try it out. See what it does for your water and liquids and even your baths. And you will be very pleased with this recommendation. It's one of those things that you'll just have to feel and experience, and you'll know what I'm talking about here. I believe this is a very important tool for all of us to bring that kind of healing and openness and awareness back into our lives. So that's another aspect to the healing that we bring to you on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, what else do we have here? Well, actually, no. You know, we got to get Leanna up. I do have an email coming through the show notes on robertscottbell.com about lung issues again. I think I have to do more. Obviously, this has been a theme recently. We always, it's not just one question. It ends up being like three questions. You know how things come in threes?
Sure.
So maybe we'll do the triumvirate on lung pulmonary issues sometime, maybe after Leanna's with us. So let's get to GMOs. And getting beyond them with Leanna Warner-Gray, we'll have fun with that. Remember, Ty Bollinger is up soon. And, of course, it's Outside the Box Wednesdays right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Tell your friends and go to robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Anybody hungry? I certainly am. Why? Well, every time I think of the Earth Diet, I get hungry. And Leanna Warner-Gray, she shows up. Poof. Hey, Leanna's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, my friend.
Hi, Robert. Thank you. It's so good to be back here talking with you.
Well, you never sit still for a moment. You talk about activity under the dictionary. The name Leanna Warner-Gray is right there.
Yep. probably.
You've been doing a tour with Lynette, which has been great. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that. But also today, I know the big topic, GMOs. Of course, we've covered the controversy of the vote out in California. We suspect major league fraud, and we're continuing to cover that story. But at the same time, we're not going to stop waking up each individual who listens, or we'll get the word out about this so we can start making choices by growing our own food, getting more local, learning about your farmer, and eating the Earth diet.
Yep, exactly. So a question that a lot of people are asking me is, are GMOs making me fat? And the answer is, Robert, and I'm sure you know this is just common knowledge to a lot of people, but yeah, of course GMOs, genetically modified organisms, genetically modified foods, of course they're making us fat because they have absolutely no nutritional value, none whatsoever, and I don't care, any scientist can experiment with GMOs, but once you slice and dice and break down that the real seed and create it in a lab with synthetic ingredients, there is no nutrition. The human body is not handling it well. That's why we are at our sickest point on the planet. People are overweight, dying of cancer and disease, as you know, Robert. So the answer to that, are GMOs making us fat, is absolutely yes, along with all the other health problems. So I wanted to talk with you today about like how we can avoid GMOs and how we can focus on real food and enjoy real food that actually tastes really, 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 really good and is really good for us.
Well, that's what the Earth diet's all about, no doubt. And when you know, we could say, all right, well, I can measure a nutrient in that genetically modified corn. Well, you might be, but listen, with all of the disruption and all of the abnormality within which it will interact with your body's metabolism, if there's anything even in there, it'll be just desperately trying to protect you, if it even can, from the depletion of further minerals that you need to defend you from the very food that has now become your enemy. Enemy instead of something that would be nutritionally sound and supportive of life.
Yeah, exactly. Food is meant to be used to help us. It's meant to keep us alive. It's meant to keep us thriving and feel energetic. It's not meant to make us feel ill and sick and die of suffering from it. And you know, Robert, the bees are such a good example of what GMOs are doing because a lot of the bee colony, are dying. And that is because they cannot pollinate on GMO crops. It just doesn't work. And the bees are obviously natural to the earth. So the bees are dying and they're showing us like, hey, GMOs are completely not natural and they're not working. And you know what happens when the bees die? Well, a lot of our food changes and, you know, a lot of people make huge claims that the planet will just go down if the bee colony does die.
Well, the whole food relationship on the planet is dependent upon the insects, including the bees, to pollinate and develop. If you like fruits and vegetables, you better hope the bees don't go away. And that's another big aspect of why Jeffrey Smith's work has been so very important in bringing and collating, getting all the information together on GMOs and the science to establish what we already know to be true in our hearts, that this is an abomination. And it's a real disruption of the food supply, and that if you subsist on it, as we know, some people will only respond when you say, hey, you want to eat that GMO thing? It's going to make you fat. And like, you could have told them all about how toxic it was. They wouldn't think about it. But the moment you say, you're going to get fat eating it, they'll go, wait a second now. This is outrageous.
Yeah, because a lot of people are concerned with, you know, looking good and losing weight, which I can absolutely relate to because when I was younger, when I was 17, 18 years old, my number one main priority was to look good. And, you know, I was working in film and television, so it was so important that I looked good. I didn't really care about how I felt. I didn't understand then. So everything I ate was basically structured around keeping me be thin and fit. But at the same time, I was taking a toll on my health because I was eating a lot of processed foods, was eating a lot of processed chocolate to keep my energy up. And obviously, you know, 70% of processed foods have genetically modified ingredients in them. They're not labeled, so even if you look for the ingredients, they're not there. But we can tell if it says natural flavorings, natural colorings, and things like that. We can definitely know that they are GMOs. So I was definitely concerned with, like, losing weight, keeping looking fit, too, and now, since I have lost that weight and now I feel good on a regular basis, I feel good and energetic and alive like every day and more than not. So I realize that yeah, just telling people that GMOs will make you fat or have people stop eating them. But they also do a lot worse things, like kill our bees and make us toxic and give us cancer and, like, autism, ADHD, Alzheimer's, all of that, you know, crazy dis-ease stuff.
Yeah, including the increase in cancer that we always mention, bring up here. You mentioned 70% of processed foods contain GMOs. I mean, that was the biggest message, even before you knew about GMOs, about the Earth diet, is that you got to get away from the processed foods. The simple way to live healthy, be healthy, is to eat food that is actually food, that hasn't been processed and altered and converted to the point where 70% are now modified genetically.
Right. We need to eat more real food. And I like what you said before, Robert, about what we know is true in our hearts. Mm-hmm. And every single human being, every single sane human being in their hearts has to and must know that eating real food makes sense. And eating foods that have been altered in a lab and have been heavily processed and being completely put in, like, packages and toxic plastics and things like that have no nutrition for us. And we are what we eat. So if we eat dead foods, well, we can expect to be dead. And if we eat foods that are alive and living and life-giving, we can expect to feel good and be alive.
Yeah, and of course, you exude life, you know, your smile, your bubbly personality, your giggles, we love it all. And it comes through in the Earth diet, also the beautiful pictures as well. It seems to be a very practical way to bring people back to real food. As you said, and I mentioned, you were on this tour with Lynette. I want to hear a little bit about how that went, how it was received, because in America, we were not known as the culinary capital of the planet. In many cases, we were the dawn of fast food, the dawn of processed foods. And so we're really having to regain or come back to our senses. And I'm sure you had some experience in interacting with the American food culture.
Oh, my, Robert. It was a learning experience, this bike tour. It was life-changing. I met so many people on the way. We basically rode our bikes/vehicle for 30 days in October, just past, across America to spread awareness about what GMOs are and to have people sign Proposition 37, which was the law to be passed to have GMOs on food labels, which unfortunately failed this last week. But, okay, it failed, so they can still get away with putting GMOs in our foods without knowing. But it did raise a lot of awareness in America and the planet. And you know what? I met people on the way that had no idea what genetically modified foods are. And these people, these were people that were overweight and sick and had all these allergies. And it was like, okay, well, you're feeling that way because you're consuming these foods without knowing. And so many people are consuming GMOs without knowing and just feeling bad and not knowing the reason why. So we just kept pedaling on and, you know, we're very happy people and I love being alive and we enjoy. We're not like, oh, doom and gloom, there's GMOs, the planet's going down. We're more like, hey, together we can put these people out of business if we stop buying from them. If we focus on real foods, we can feel good and the planet can thrive. So in a nutshell, that's what we did on our tour. It was amazing.
Well, to see this, as I said, my culture here in America was one, and I grew up in a fast food nation. And I suffered because of it, like the canary in the coal mine, until I learned I had to go back to food as food. I didn't even know there was a difference. I didn't grow up on a farm. I knew food came in a frozen tray, entree, or maybe a box of some kind. And it was absolutely detrimental to my health. Of course, we could say that theoretically, but I lived it very practically. And when I went back to, you know, introducing organic food from local sources as much as possible, how it transformed my life, and along with the other energetic medicines I embraced, including homeopathy and herbs and different things, there was a potential for healing that the medical profession didn't acknowledge because they're still so far removed from the framework or belief and viewpoint that food really matters. I mean, they'll pay it lip service, whether it was the four food groups or the food pyramid or the MyPlate.gov, but they don't bring up the issue of GMOs so much. They don't bring up the issue of pesticides even today. Yes, it's growing a little bit, but certainly if people in America are relying on their doctor to tell them and warn them, they're relying on very few. Not enough of them are aware that would even communicate this.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's so important for us all to take health into our own responsibility and take it into our own hands and know that
We are the best person to invest in. Eating organic foods is way cheaper than healthcare. It's way cheaper than getting cancer later on down the track. And we just have a responsibility for us to ourselves and to the people around us and the rest of the planet to know what food we're eating, to know what's in our food, and to read the ingredients. And preferably buy foods that don't have ingredients, that just are what they are. You know, like a broccoli is a broccoli, a kale is a kale, and a juice is a juice, and not have to worry about how toxic our foods are. And reading the ingredients label is, you know, a very basic first step. We should all be looking at what's in our food, and if there's things we can't pronounce, we shouldn't buy them. If there's natural colorings, I mean, think about that sentence. It doesn't even make sense. Why would it be a natural coloring or a natural flavor?
when is food going to become food again? Well, it became that in the Earth Diet, and we have links up at the Robert Scott Bell Show show notes today. Go to robertscottbell.com to Leanna and her book, The Earth Diet. And by the way, when is Leanna Werner Gray a Leanna Werner Gray? All the time. She is who she is. That's why we love her. And Leanna, real quick, before we go to our first break here, can you tell everybody some of the websites they should know about to get the book and beyond?
Yeah, go to theearthdiet.com. You can just type in Google The Earth Diet. Just remember Earth, and it's all about eating what Earth provides us with naturally. So theearthdiet.com.
Great. Well, we'll talk about some events that Leanna's going to be participating in as well, maybe in a city near you. And, of course, hey, Australia, she's coming back home soon. All of our listeners down under, we want to say hello to you, and she'll let you know maybe some things that are coming up, and then she'll be back for the Health Freedom Expo in March in Long Beach, California. We'll all be there. Liam will be there as well. So we got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, next hour, Outside the Box Wednesdays, it really kicks into gear with Ty Bollinger. So stand by. Lots more healing to go. We'll be right back.
Robert Scott Bell.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed.com. seed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
If you ever have a question or comment for us or any of my guests here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We'll be happy to give a listen and a shout-out to all of you that are listening all over the world, as I said, including Australia, where Leanna will be visiting you in your summer or winter here in the Northern Hemisphere. Now, Leanna, before we get into some of the events that have got coming up in here in North America as well as down in Australia, the biggest thing that still is happening up there in the New York City area, the New Jersey area, that whole area that got hammered, and I know you have a lot of friends, you spent a lot of time there this past year. Can you let us know what's going on, the experiences that are happening there, and things that maybe we can do, and maybe the warning sign that we should all be listening to?
Yeah, New York, definitely that experience, Hurricane Sandy, the storm, it definitely altered my world and my life, and I know a lot of other people in New York are affected, and I feel like the whole planet is affected by something like this, whether we know it or not, like energetically we can feel it. So basically, yeah, the storm hit, and you know, a lot of people are saying it's Mother Nature. A lot of people are saying it's HARP, like person, man created. So whatever it is, it definitely has shaken up a lot of people. And it's, I feel like it puts us into this survival mode. It's not like, it's not so much like, oh, let's, you know, indulge in abundance and this and that. When something like a storm happens and people are without electricity and power and water and food for a week, and there are still people now, like 3 weeks going on without power still, It puts us into this whole survival mindset. And it can kind of be chaotic because people freak out and they're challenged to think outside of the box and think in a different way. And you know, I can definitely feel from that area and, you know, my friends being there that it has changed their lives to really think about what is important, what's not, what puts things into perspective. And it shows us how material possessions, you know, they're great, we need them, we love them, it's awesome to be, you know, comforted here on the planet. But when something like a storm happens, all we care about is surviving and being with our, you know, obviously our friends and family, and making sure that they're safe. And I think it puts us into a mindset of like, okay, we need to be prepared for whatever's going to happen here. We need to have water. Mm-hmm. We need to have food. And it also shows us how reliable we are on the internet, on the gas stations, on places that sell food, places that we can get water from. So I think it makes us go within. And it really tests us, and we have to think about being more sustainable in ourselves. So this is things like, you know, I think we should all know how we can get our own water, how we can generate our own power. And, you know, Nikola Tesla, who was from Long Island, New York, he showed a way and found a way and promoted the way that we could use free energy, free electricity, without having to rely on these corporate companies, so we can... that we can be fully sustainable. I mean, yeah, that's just some of what I've got out of it.
Well, no, I appreciate the experience. I think it's such an important message that when you look at life and you have expectations for life, like we do in the West here in the U.S., that, hey, you know, worst case scenario, you're inconvenienced really for a brief moment in time, and you don't have to do much to prepare. We've got life has become somewhat cushy. I've said this also. Even some of the poorest people in America are living like kings compared to the average person in certain parts of Africa. Now, that's a reality. I've been there. I know. I've seen it firsthand. If you've ever gone to certain areas of India, you want to see poor people. Look at that. Now, that's not to say that we're endorsing everybody should be poor and suffer. That's not the point of bringing it up. It's just that we have come to a level of expectation in the West that we're not really dealing with survival on a day-to-day basis. I mean, you could say, well, oh, can I get the car next year that I really want, right? That's a whole different level of existence. And then something like this strikes, and you're like, wait a second, how am I going to get water? Where's my next meal coming from? You had people, you know, 24 hours out going, I'm starving, I'm hungry, I'm cold, I have nothing. And they were looking for a deus ex machina, like the government would swoop down from on high, the Starship Enterprise would beam them supplies. And it didn't happen, as it didn't happen in Katrina. So the message of self-sustaining, of preparation, and of course living on that Manhattan Isle stacked on top of one another, if you don't have some level of food and water storage, you're in big trouble very quickly if this were to ever happen again.
Exactly. It's making us be all more self-sustainable, which I think is absolutely necessary for what we need to have happen on the planet to thrive as a species. We all need to become more sustainable within ourselves completely.
Well, and if they were following more of the Earth diet, if they were growing their own food, of course, I realize in New York City it's hard unless you have a rooftop garden or even a windowsill type garden to do much of that. But these are considerations.
Oh, but there are ways. Robert, there are all these new ways. Even if someone lives in Manhattan, there are these new things. They come on wheels. It's like a cube, or you can get a cylinder. And basically, it's like by 3 foot by 3 foot, and you can just wheel it around your house, and it stays indoor. And in that, you can grow herbs. You can grow lettuce. You can grow kale. And this is all done indoor, and it's like you just pour the water at the top and it filters all the way down, completely sustainable in itself. So technology is also supporting us in being very sustainable.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And that's a big part of the lesson here. If we don't learn, you know, what do we say? What do we say to our kids who we send them to school or we homeschool? I mean, we're trying to teach them and you won't learn? Come on. Adults, be adults here. And get the Earth Diet book. It's theearthdiet.com. You can check it out. The links are up at robertscottbell.com. All of the things that we can do here to help promote the good healing, the healing with food, and, of course, getting beyond GMOs as well. Do you remember growing up in Australia? You were there for much of your young life, yes?
Yes, I was. I grew up there. I've only been in America for the last 3 years.
Wow, culture shock just a bit, even though we speak sort of the same language, although not with a lovely accent like yours. I would ask you, what do you remember as far as growing up in Australia? Was there a lot of disasters, natural disasters, or just droughts and things like that? Was there a preparedness mindset there that's different than here, or was it pretty similar?
Well, not that I felt, but I mean, I grew up in the outback, and we were taken on school excursions of how to survive off the land. You know, I took that for granted. I assumed that every child on the planet was being taught that. But I felt confident in my environment that if anything happened or if I got stranded out in the bush and I was just by myself, I would know how to survive. I would know how to keep warm. I would know how to get water from the trees or find water from the earth. I'd know how to find different bush tuckers and look under certain bark of the trees to find which of the grubs for protein and stuff like that. So from a young age, I learned to be quite self-sustainable. And I think that, like, how do you be really confident in that environment? Coming to America was definitely a culture shock in the beginning. Still is today when I meet people that don't know what GMOs are. But everything here is it's much more fast and convenient. And now we're paying the price for that, the ultimate price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. And I think that's an interesting thing, coming from a Western nation like Australia, going to a Western nation like the U.S., and yet there is still culture shock. The culture of convenience, the culture of fast food, the culture of GMOs, the culture of docs in a box that'll remove body parts because they say that one day you might get cancer in them. I mean, it's a bizarre culture in which we live. If you can step outside and look back and self-reflect, you go, wow. And I thought that was normal. That's really weird.
Yeah, I remember being at school, maybe like 7 years old, and they were teaching us, or I saw someone's grandfather come in very sick with cancer, and you know, they taught us about cancer, and that's what happens when you get older. So we learned from a young age as well, like, this is what happens when you grow old. You get fat, and you get sick, and you probably die of cancer. And I remember thinking as a seven-year-old, like, that doesn't sound right. Like, we get more unhealthy every day. That seems really weird. Like, shouldn't we be getting healthier every day? Shouldn't it get better every day and not the opposite? So I speak about that a lot in the Earth Diet book, about how our health should and can and does, and mine certainly does, get better and better and better every day. I know I'm a lot healthier now than I was when I was a child. You know, I had ear infections. Mm-hmm. I remember being sick from school. Yes. And I know, Robert, you're a lot healthier now than you were when you were a kid. So we just show people and lead by example how when we eat real food, we can completely reverse whatever health condition we have.
Yeah, I joke, you know, sometimes in my lectures that I got all my old age diseases out of the way as a kid. You know, I'm just like, go in reverse. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. I feel the same way. I feel like, you know, I had my tumor and I self-healed that in 3 months. And I'm not afraid of getting cancer or getting really violently ill because I know that the power I have within to heal. Mm-hmm. And I know how I can use certain foods. And there are so many natural alternatives now known to us that we can use to find whatever it is we need that, you know, everything, something different works for each person. So I would just continue to find what needs to be done and just continue to get healthier and thrive and heal. And the Earth Diet makes it so easy because I eat so much food daily and it's so nourishing. It tastes so good and it's so simple. And yeah, it's all of our favorites, like the raw cheesecakes and peanut butter cups and chocolate balls and things like that. Yum.
Yo, there you go, making me even hungrier, all right? I didn't start hungry already. You know,
well, in fact, just before this interview with you, Robert, I ate some raw chocolate and some hemp butter. And that's such a fulfilling snack. You know, it's all like sugar-free, high nutrients, antioxidants. It's good omegas for the brain. So completely fueled on food that I love and also the body loves.
Yeah, in fact, you know, I love the superfoods that you talk about as well in there. And there are some complementary supplements that are food-based. They are really food. They're not synthetic pretending to be things. Like the supplements that we do the One World Whey, which is the non-denatured from pasture-fed cows, whey protein that increases glutathione levels. We love the Rock and Wellness that you talk about as well with, man, people are really doing well with that powdered product.
Oh, yeah, the Rock and Wellness, yeah, people are loving it. I am loving it, and it's just so nourishing, and it tastes like a chocolate milk. You just mix it with hemp milk and almond milk, and it's like it's a way cleaner chocolate milk. I would love to see Rock and Wellness be as big as Coca-Cola and just have that in the schools instead of Coca-Cola because there's actually nutrition in Rock and Wellness. It's a live product. It's fueling people's brains and bodies. Yeah, it's awesome. And, you know, the chocolate I just had before this call was from a company called Rockin' Raw Chocolate. So there are so many cool companies coming out with, like, the titles Rockin'.
What about that, man? I've been rocking the health world for I don't know how many years here, and finally people are picking up that we got to rock the, you know, rock whatever world we're in.
Exactly, and we are rocking it. You know, it's cool to be healthy these days. It's not cool to be sick because if you're sick, like, you're bringing everyone else down around you. You're like, your energy is draining. So instead of, like, being sick, let's just all be healthy, and it's cool, and it's fun, and, yeah, life is good. It totally is rocking.
Don't bum me out, man. Go see Leanna Werner Gray. She might be coming to a city near you. You've got a couple of more events before you head to the South Hemisphere. Maybe you could tell us about what's coming up next here. We're on a Wednesday here, so what's coming up?
What's coming up? Okay, so Wednesday, all right, so basically tomorrow, the Thursday, I'm in Springfield, Missouri, and I'll be with Lynette Pate, known as Organic Guru Lynette Pate. We'll be giving a chocolate demonstration, raw chocolate demo, and how to prevent any kind of disease through juicing and proper nutrition. And then Saturday in New York, I'll be at Organic Corner and doing another raw chocolate demonstration. Robert, you know I love to do raw chocolate demos.
Oh, yes. I can't wait till we're in the same city again so you can do a demo when I'm present.
Oh, yes, definitely. And then, Sunday, the 18th, so this Sunday in New York is the Naval Expo. That's going to be awesome. There's over, like, 30 speakers there. I'm one of the speakers. Dr. Brian Clements from Hippocrates Center, he's also a speaker. And there'll be a lot of booths there. I'm going to be selling the Earth Diet Starter Pack. So you get, like, a book. You get an ebook, you get peanut butter cups, and a packet of Rock and Wellness.
Nice.
So it's going to be a great, nourishing event.
Very nice. Now, Naval Wellness, does that mean everybody wears a bare midriff so we can see your navel? What's going on with that?
Yeah, Naval Expo. You know, I guess it's with the intent that we can all show our bellies off and we can be free in our stomach and our belly and, you know, just how good it feels to have a clean, flowing digestive system.
Beautiful.
That's not clogged and Yeah, and then, you know, for other people wanting to see where I am in the world, if you just go to theearthdiet.com, there's a tour tab, and on the tour tab, it'll just say wherever I'm touring, all the cities and events, so you can check out and keep updated. And, of course, the Facebook, facebook.com/theearthdiet. We're always posting daily on there as well.
Absolutely, and, we appreciate all of your support for health, freedom, and liberty that you've done since the Earth Diet, and we got together at Health Freedom Expo. We'll get together again in March there, and so check it all out, Leanna Werner Gray, and if you love healthy bellies, check her out at the Naval Expo coming up on the 18th. The links are up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, and listen, the journey you're on is quite an extraordinary one as a young lady. You've grown up in a very fast way with the things you've overcome. And I appreciate so much that you're willing to put yourself out there and help others and really empower them the way we try to do here every day.
Yes. Thank you, Robert. Exactly. Leading by example.
All right, everybody, check it out. TheEarthDiet.com. We got lots more healing to go. Remember, Ty Bollinger's up after the top of the hour break with some Outside the Box Wednesdays. We got a lot of cool topics, so stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hey, this is Robert Scott Bell, wondering if you've gotten your structured water technology portable unit yet. There's beauty in simplicity, and this machine is so simple. It's so passive. You don't have to plug it in, and you can travel with it. Just pour your water or any liquid in it. Immediately, it changes the structure. Why is this important? Because so much of the structure, due to toxic pollutants, discordant energies, disrupts our ability to think clearly, to act clearly. And you know what we're all about here, bringing the power to heal back to you. And this little unit does that. And it's not just for drinking water. You can utilize it for watering your plants. You can utilize it when you take a bath or a shower. You can put it on the whole house if you want to get that unit. And right now, Ronnie McMullen, our good friend, is offering a free month supply of Life Change Tea with every purchase. 90-day money-back guarantee, lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. Tell them RSB sent you. Go to structuredwatertechnologies.com, 435-773-7473. Be like RSB. Structure your water today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Oh, robot. I love when she says that. I mean, how do you even spell that? R-O-B-O-T. Robot.
U-T.
Liam is right. Robot Scott Bell. But she makes it sound so lovely. I just love lovely Anna. Anyway, Outside the Box coming up.
Love listening.
Yes. Well, listen, you had something. You goofed on a family member yesterday. You know that.
I did goof yesterday. Yesterday we were talking about the situation my sister had. And we talked about colitis.
Yep.
And then I'm so used to saying type 2 diabetes because that seems to be the most common one that we talk about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But what I actually meant was type 1 diabetes, which obviously is a little more complicated, a little more involved. But that is actually what she was asking about.
Type 1 diabetes. So it's her boyfriend that has type 1 diabetes?
Correct.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that is a different issue. And remember, we talked with Denny and Amy Perrin up there in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Amy's also type 1. And
right.
my dear friend Sterling, who I've actually had on the show once because he was a real Ron Paul guy. By the way, if you want to know if somebody's conscious, ask them if they supported Ron Paul. I'm serious. I mean, that's one of the ways that the Ron Paul people are good people, and even after the political season is over. These are the people that were aware and conscious and willing to stand up and take responsibility and be adults and not dunderheaded collectivists. And yes, there are collectivists in the Republican Party as well as the Democrat Party. But if we talk about the collectivism associated with type 1 diabetes, yes, there is a link there, Super Don. What is it?
Yep.
It's vaccination. It's the ability or willingness to degrade humans from individual status to collective status, herd immunity. They convince you to get your kids vaccinated. And then what? Bingo. Autoimmunity, autoimmune response, and, of course, the damage to the pancreas, which is what the type 1 scenario is. Now, does the... let's say consumption of the 100 micrograms of the glucose tolerance factor, food-grown form of chromium we talked about. By the way, this all leads back to our interview with Chris Barr. When was he on? Monday? Was he on Advanced Medicine? Yeah, he was on Advanced Nutritional Medicine Monday we did. Go back right. And download my interview with Chris Barr because we talked about heart. We talked about pulmonary lung issues. We talked a little bit about diabetes as well. And the GTF chromium certainly can reverse the type 2, but type 1's different because there's been just damage and destruction to the cells beyond, in some cases, a repair, although I believe in the miracle of healing, that anything is possible. But right. Utilizing the 100 micrograms of the chromium 3, maybe even 4 times a day. Great example, my buddy Sterling. Type 1 diabetic. We got him on it. He was doing the 3 a day. Yeah, he saw something, not a whole lot. Went up to the 4 a day. And he minimized his use. Some days he doesn't even use insulin as a type 1 diabetic.
Okay.
Because he can manage it with diet. And he's been, and remember, the glucose GTF chromium actually can take the place and minimize the need for the insulin that they become dependent upon. So, yes, it will help him. But remember, if he's using insulin, when you do this, your need for it will change. It will shift. You will likely need less because the same amount might put you into a diabetic coma. So it isn't that the GTF chromium is dangerous. It's the use of the synthetic insulin at that point to just manage your life prior to your introduction of this. So that's an important part of it. I hope that is helpful to your sister's boyfriend.
I appreciate you answering that.
Did she call you, by the way, and say, Don, what are you? You don't even know I told you what it was.
I'd say it was an honest mistake. I mean, honestly, we talk about type 2 all the time, and it's the most common. And we've gotten calls and letters from people before that are saying, you know, you guys talk about type 2 diabetes all the time, but what about type 1? Because, you know, yeah, I mean, it is out there, and it is a growing problem.
Yeah, well, stop with the vaccination. That's a big thing. Stop with the vaccination. I'm telling you. People even that are intelligent, sometimes the most intelligent, degreed professionals in the sciences still fall back on this idea that vaccines could actually do something really good. And it frustrates me because some of these people I consider my friends, and yet they're so programmed they cannot leave that programming behind. So like they recommend to like people that are adults that haven't had chickenpox. I'll say, oh, my gosh, it's so dangerous. If you get them as an adult, you better get the shot. It's like, I don't disagree that it can be brutal for an adult that never got chickenpox as a child to have it in adulthood. But for me, that's not an excuse to say, okay, in this case, yeah, let's go ahead and inject them with mercury and aluminum and other nasties in order to prevent them from having a difficult chickenpox episode. What I would do is the chickenpox nozode, the herpes zoster varicella, the varicella nozode, then that can be utilized. In fact, I think it might even be in the chickenpox formula. There's a remedy in the King BioLine that addresses the childhood eruptive diseases, we call them, including chickenpox. Mm-hmm. And so here you have options. We talk about viral replication all the time on this show. Why? Not to scare people, but to empower them to realize that if you utilize the active state of silver that we use in the bioactive silver hydrosol, and you deliver it consistently, systemically, in a case of a manifestation of the chickenpox virus in adulthood as shingles or an adult case of chickenpox, which is brutal, yes, you will stop viral replication. And therefore, you will minimize the damage, destruction, mayhem, and discomfort and danger of having a chickenpox episode in adulthood. Yet these people don't, even if they know better, they still freak out and run back to the needle. And so, again, it's a fear thing. It's the fear that's controlling them. It's overwhelming even the senses of right and wrong. So, hey, your cure for fear? Is there a cure for fear? Well, maybe it is. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on, and we're going to go outside the box, taking you beyond fear and empowering you to heal like nowhere else in media. Guess what? Ty Bollinger is up next. It is Wednesday. It is Outside the Box Wednesday. So stand by on the Robert Scott Bell Show for that and a whole lot more. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancer using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these backends?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Ready or not, it's time to go outside the box. It's Wednesday, and Ty Bollinger is back, my friend, to co-host the show. Thank you for being here.
Robert, thanks for having me again. Yet another week has passed, and a bunch of more interesting stories that we can talk about today, isn't there?
Well, you make the middle of the week so much better, Ty, I have to say. I just enjoy it every time we get together, and my audience there is loving you and embracing all the good works that you're doing as far as putting out the books, and we'll talk about that as well. But first and foremost, vaccines on our minds, but not in our kids' bodies, thankfully. But yet they're still trying to target how many kids can they dupe, how many parents can they dupe to keep doing this. An article you pointed out to me on Mercola's site just yesterday about the mumps, the MMR. Oh, my gosh, could it maybe not be working?
Imagine that. Imagine the fact that the mumps vaccine has been given to between 75% to 95% of the population in these recent outbreaks who have then come down with the mumps. Could that mean that it doesn't work? Let's see. 2009, we had an outbreak of 3,500 people, and 97% were vaccinated. And then in 2010, 77% of the more than 1,000 cases were vaccinated. Oops. What does that mean, Robert?
Well, we might say, well, let's abandon it and find something else. But no, in Big Pharma, they'll say, well, just pile on. Take another one.
Yeah, take a third, which is exactly what they did. They said the interesting thing, the ludicrous explanation that they gave, the fellow from the CDC said that basically they blamed it on the Jews is what they did. They said that because in the Orthodox Jewish schools, they called the yeshiva, the students share desks, and because they were in such close proximity to each other that the virus overwhelmed the vaccine and caused this outbreak. Come on. Does this sound made up to you?
Wow, really? Blame the Jews.
This
sounds like a little Nazification going on here. But again, if we think about a lot of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, it has a lot of its modern day roots in that World War II Nazi Germany mentality.
It does. Yeah, the chemotherapy industry has its roots there. And the vaccine industry has its roots there. And a lot of the medical butchers that were in Nazi Germany were then transported over to the United States in Operation Paperclip.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we have a lot of the roots of this medical experimentation and these dangerous medical procedures have their roots with Nazi Germany. But actually, the truth of the matter is the Nazis got it from us, from the Rockefeller Foundation before Nazi Germany.
Yeah, you see this flow back and forth from these international, let's say, elitist scum, the bankers and beyond. They want to control all human population and narrow and limit consciousness by any means necessary. Vaccines, pharmaceuticals, of course, destroying and patenting food through genetic modifications, all of these things. They're all related to one another.
And, yeah, they are.
And we go beyond the vaccine issue here and talk about so many things that will either promote or take away from life. And, you know, bringing this up historically and in a modern day context, Mercola does great work as well out there in writing about this story and talking about, you know, what is the real danger? Where can we go to get good information? And it's certainly not from Merck.
No, no, because you know, recently here in the last couple of months, we've had articles been published about Merck being accused about lying about their vaccine effectiveness, and there was a case a couple months ago. Two former Merck virologists came out and said that Merck was falsifying data, falsifying research, improper testing, and so on with their MMR vaccine and other vaccines. The interesting thing is that Merck is the same company that brought us Vioxx and Gardasil. And there's a quote in one of these articles that I was looking at from Dr. Mercola, and the Merck spokesman said, "Nothing is more important to Merck than the safety and effectiveness of our vaccines." And then Mercola goes, "Really? They're the same ones that promoted Vioxx, killed 60,000 people. They're the ones that promoted the HPV vaccine, Gardasil, which we talked about a little bit last week.
Yes.
That is potentially the most unnecessary and dangerous vaccine that's ever been created. And they're talking about the fact that safety is their number one concern. Give me a break."
Yeah, of course, if you change the definition of safety to mean killing untold thousands of people, then yeah. Okay, we'll agree. Hey, if we go back again to the Nazi Germany context, I want to take it out in a broader context. We're dealing with the idea of individuals or collectives. In other words, you're either an individual or you're a part of a group. You're cattle, right? Herd immunity that they try to promote here. And I think this is a big part of what we see in terms of socialism and medicine, but in collectivism, that you can now look at and dehumanize people to the point that I can sacrifice that one child for, well, in some theoretical protection of 1,000 others. Well, what about that one child? Did that one child not matter? No, in the collective, you don't matter. If you're the sacrificial lamb, And that's horrific.
That's true. And, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up. Because we talked about the Rockefeller influence just now on Nazi Germany. It's interesting that the tutor for the Rockefeller family back in the early 1900s was John Dewey, and he was the humanist, socialist, the collectivist that then took his socialist collectivist thinking to Mao's China and also to post-Bolshevik Russia. He was the one that was the most instrumental in formulating the education systems and also many of the medical practices in those countries. So it's interesting that you talk about that because, yeah, what about that one person? What about that one that died for the collective good? Are you going to be you willing to do that? Or you want to put your child to be the one that dies or one of the many that die for the greater good? Mm-hmm. I certainly don't. And I would venture to say that most people that would be in favor of socialism would say, no, not my child. That needs to be your child.
Yeah, exactly. There's a devaluing of life itself, of course, unless it's theirs, then they value it. But of course, yours, it doesn't really matter. And, you know, we look at the Flexner Report of 1910. That goes back again to the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and how they funded this preordained report to basically establish petrochemical medicine as a monopoly force on the planet, much less here in America where we originate the show. And this should lead us to pause as well when you start linking it to Dewey and others. And if we go back to Nazi Germany, recognizing, I think we go to Prescott Bush, the recognition that he was funding both sides at this point, the Nazis as well, the rise of the Nazis.
He did. And here's something else that's interesting, Robert. 1929, the Rockefeller Foundation created the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Psychiatry and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Anthropology and Eugenics in Germany. Now, listen to this. The CEO that Rockefeller placed on top of both of these companies was Ernst Rudin, who was a Swiss psychiatrist. His top two guys that worked with Rudin were Otmar Verschweier and Franz Kalman. Rudin became the first president of the International Eugenics Society, which folks don't know what eugenics is. It's basically selective breeding and culling out the useless eaters, getting rid of those that are not worthy of life. And then his number one and number two guy for Rudin, Verschweier, was the man then that worked with Joseph Mengele, okay, the butcher of Auschwitz. And Franz Kalman was later appointed to the board of directors on the American Eugenics Society, and he wrote a book in 1938 about the genetic predisposition of some people to be schizophrenic and how they were useless and there was no hope for them and they should be killed. And it was as a result of that, over 250,000 mental patients in the United States, mostly children, were killed in the 1940s and 1950s. These are things that people don't know. Mm-hmm. These are all related to the Rockefeller influence in Nazi Germany and the eugenics movement and so on. It's fascinating, Robert.
This theme keeps bubbling up. It's not a comfortable thing to talk about, but I think it's very important. Last week I spoke at my son's school, the middle school program, about, you know, how the Nazi Holocaust occurred, and we went right back to economics. We went right back to the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 and how it set the stage for unlimited warfare for a century, because now all the tethers were off, whereas you were limited by the amount of gold you could mine and coin. Now suddenly they could print gold in paper and disconnect it from it. Of course, that led to all of the economic calamity, including the crash of 1929 that you tie in now to the eugenics program, and you see that they went after the mentally and physically handicapped and disabled for termination. They added to that the gypsies, the Jews, the gays, anybody else who they didn't like. And of course, you recognize the uncomfortable fact that this also happened here in America to some degree.
It did. It did happen here. It happened before Nazi Germany, and it happened to a large extent afterwards as a result of the Operation Paperclip bringing over a lot of those war criminals back here. As a matter of fact, Bayer was one of the conglomeration of Interessengemeinschaft Farben, IG Farben, which was the collective of over 500 German companies, many of them chemical companies. Fritz Demir, who was on the board of directors at IG Farben, was then transported through Operation Paperclip back here, and he was on the board of directors at Bayer in Pittsburgh. So we took it there, and we brought it back here, and it happened over here afterwards. As a matter of fact, Franz Kallmann, who I was talking about before, one of Ernst Rudin's top guys, he was then put on the board of directors with the American Eugenics Society, and then they later changed their name from the American Eugenics Society because that had such a negative connotation, and I believe they changed it to the Society for the Study of Social Behavior or something like that.
Right, something innocuous and benign. You wouldn't think, well, it really means eugenics. Again, they alter definitions when it's convenient for them to get better PR. We're talking, of course, with Ty Bollinger. He is the co-host here on Outside the Box Wednesdays on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you can hear and feel and sense the depth and breadth of knowledge that Ty brings to us here. And I also want to say, you know, if you can't get enough, like, who can? 1 hour a week here. Cancer, Step Outside the Box is one of the seminal books you can read and you can link. And I have it linked up at robertscottbell.com. Also, the newest book on working with your doctor, Work With Your Doctor, medicaldreamteam.com. And I want to mention that we're here together every week thanks to the good folks at Better Way Health and their great products. Link through and say thanks from both Ty and me for their support of this so we can get this information out even to a greater and greater audience. And with the stunning numbers that we're pulling down month to month, we're going to be revealing soon. It's amazing the outreach that's happening, Ty.
That's awesome. That's our goal, isn't it, Robert? To reach as many people as possible and to share the truth. And if we're sharing the truth, we are accomplishing our goal.
Yeah, and bringing the power to heal back where it belongs to the people. And that's why we opened today with the story of vaccines and MMR and tying it into this larger idea of collectivism versus individual liberty, the foundations for, you know, the ideals, the high ideals of the American Republic. Now, if we look at vaccination, we now look and say, are we participating in the systematic, let's say, culling, if we will, of the population? Unbeknownst to a lot of families, parents that say, wait, I want to protect my child, and we've been duped into believing that if we get our kids injected this way, that somehow we're protecting them, yet we could be, in fact, guilty of, let's say, a crime. A crime. I mean, that's a horrific thing. Now we have to self-reflect on this.
We really do. Everyone that's listening to this that has children that chooses to vaccinate needs to do some research and really ponder this and open their mind to the possibility that there are cancer-causing viruses, immune-crippling bacteria and other elements in these vaccines that could be actually creating disease and causing death, which is exactly the opposite of what they're marketed as. But when you look at the history of medical experimentation in the United States and across the world, when you look at the times that vaccine manufacturers have been caught with tainted vaccines or falsifying data about vaccines, you have to give that some thought. Now, we're not going to, Robert and I will never tell you what to believe, but we'll present the facts on the table and let you determine for yourself. And so you really need to look at this with an open mind if you're a parent that chooses to vaccinate.
Absolutely. That's why we're here on Outside the Box Wednesdays with Ty Bollinger. And we're going to take a quick break, say thanks to our sponsors here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. We've got lots more healing to go, including news about taking a pregnancy test, how a man found out he wasn't pregnant, but something else was going on. So stand by for that and a whole lot more after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in the 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ty Bollinger here with news about a life-changing supplement called Beta-1 3D Glucan, one of the world's most beneficial immune supplements backed by science. I've done my research and discovered the highest quality manufacturer of this safe, all-natural compound. Transfer Point's Beta-Glucan is the only brand I recommend, and it's a critical part of my daily regimen. I've teamed up with Better Way Health, the country's top retailer, to save listeners over $150 on a six-month supply. Go to aboutbetaglucan.com/radio or go to my website and click the banner.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Men taking pregnancy tests? What's that all about?
Men taking pregnancy tests? Finds out that he has cancer, huh? Well, how does that happen?
We're going to have to figure that. Hey, wait a second. Super Don, what is that?
What are Rubber you? Ducky. I'm sorry.
Wait, Rubber Ducky? Where'd it go? Back to Ernie and Bert and Sesame? We're trying to talk about HCG and what is this all about?
I think it's bath time, Robert.
What do you mean bath? Oh, you mean that story you sent.
It well, yes, you know. I mean, when was the last time you heard Ernie on the Robert? Have we ever done Ernie on the Robert Scott Bell Show before?
I don't know. So. We've done other Muppets, and we certainly have done Yoda, yeah, but Bert.
But it's
and
bath
Ernie.
Time. It's bath time, Robert.
Right. Okay. We'll get back to the HCG story with Ty on that. But this is a shocking story from the BBC. Ty, you've got it there too. First liver cancer chemo bath in the United Kingdom. What is a chemo bath? I mean, this. Chemo, but it wasn't enough. We're gonna inject. We're gonna bathe your organs in chemo.
Oh no!
Come on.
Now I get it. Okay, now I get it.
All
rubber
right,
ducky.
Rubber, very funny, gotcha. Don. Okay. That's macabre Sesame Street humor.
Look, nothing will get you more squeaky clean than a chemo bath, right?
It'll clean the life right out of you.
Don't forget to get behind the ears now.
Oh, jeez.
Let's bathe. If it doesn't do well injecting, let's just bathe in the poison.
Yeah, they're actually proposing. They're actually doing the they're not proposing. They're doing it. They're taking organ. I mean, literally, the most toxic the mustard gases of World War I converted into medicine and saying, well, we'll just bathe your liver in that.
Yep. Yeah. Here's what's interesting too, fellas. You know, we were talking earlier about the Rockefeller influence with everything. And so chemotherapy was initially studied in the 1940s. That was the first time that chemotherapy had ever been studied for its effectiveness against fighting cancer. Here's the history of that. One of the men that was on the board of directors for Rockefeller Standard Oil was named Frank Howard. He was also chairman of the research committee at Sloan Kettering Cancer Clinic in New York. Okay. His appointee at Sloan Kettering, Dusty Rhodes, headed the experimentation in the development of chemotherapy.
Now, we're not talking about the famous wrestler Dusty Rhodes here, are we?
Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah,
that's
remember
who
him?
I thought of, too. That's who the first person I thought of said that.
That's the first person I thought of, too, when I was doing
I know, and he's actually a pretty cool guy, not this Dusty Rhodes you're talking about.
Now, Dusty Rhodes, the American dream, he is. I grew up watching him in the 1980s.
What are we all like, World Wrestling Federation heads, long before they had the big Lollapaloozas of them?
Those were the days. In fact, you guys remember JBL?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've worked with him before. He actually had a radio show at one time. And totally cool guy.
Very articulate. Very articulate. Yeah. Very conservative guy. Seems to know what's going on.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but anyway, Dusty Rhodes was the other Dusty Rhodes, the first Dusty Rhodes, not the great American dream, Dusty Rhodes. But he was the one that headed up the experimentation on chemotherapy during the 1940s. Interestingly, during World War II, he had headed up the Chemical Warfare Service in Washington, D.C. under the U.S. Army.
Wow. Yeah. So, look at those tiebacks in terms of that. And if we are talking about this, they're saying it's an innovative new approach because they're going to literally stop everything in that organ, bathe it with this toxic stuff, and then it completely belies the fact that cancer is a disease of toxicity.
It's a disease of toxicity, and it's a disease of a compromised immune system. So what are we going to do? We're going to give you more toxicity, and we're going to obliterate your immune system with this toxic poison.
Hmm.
That's just indicative of the failure of conventional medicine to understand the way to treat disease. They treat symptoms and they don't look for causes. And so this is a perfect example of treating a symptom. We're going to obliterate that tumor. And let me tell you, this chemo bath, it will obliterate the tumor.
Hmm.
It will. It'll also obliterate your entire immune system, and it'll cause many more problems in your body than you could have ever dreamed.
Yeah.
But hey,
Ty, this is crazy. I mean, they're suggesting here that every organ could be easily separated from your blood supply, your kidney. I mean, it's like the disconnect is incredible here. You're not a whole person. You're a series of little organs. We'll just pull them out and clean them out with this, like I said, toxic chemo. Yet then they claim, and maybe Super Don was right by playing Bert and Ernie Sesame Street, because he says, well, this method is really just in its infancy.
Well, you're right though. The failure to look at the body as a system of interconnected parts and look at each organ separately. So in other words, they don't see that what happens in the liver affects the kidneys, affects the pancreas, affects the lungs, affects the blood system, and so on. They don't look at it that way. And so by segregating parts, they're able to somehow come up with a warped perception that this chemo bath might actually help, when in reality, it's going to destroy the body as a whole.
It's such a, let's say, an immature understanding of life itself, and yet they continue to persist and pretend as if they actually know something. that we don't know or that the rest of the world couldn't know just by quietly sitting down and listening and observing nature, praying and understand that there's a connectedness to everything, and their ability to rip you apart and poison you in this way tells you how far from, let's say, a holistic view of the world and life itself. I mean, again, coming back to Nazi collectivism, that ability to sacrifice one for the good of the whole or sacrifice one organ for the rest of your body, never mind that it does do damage on a, I would say, even on a spiritual level.
I would agree. And again, you look at the money trail, though. This is going to be a very expensive procedure, I guarantee you, and it's going to be very lucrative in the long run because what's going to happen? It's going to cause other problems. And so, amazingly, these companies are probably going to have drugs developed to help mitigate the side effects of those problems, but they will then create more problems.
Yes. Also, the thinking behind this, isn't this similar to what we talked about last week with Ozzy Osbourne's wife, Sharon, removing her breast because she was afraid she would get cancer in them because they said you might have this strange aberrant gene that may never express. I mean, this idea that the organ is responsible for the cancer, I mean, they're playing the same game here.
Yeah, and when in reality, as we've talked about before, that tumor on the whatever particular organ it might be is a symptom of the cancer. It's not the cause of the cancer. So that getting rid of the tumor on that particular organ will in no way fix the root problem that caused the cancer, which is always a toxic environment, an acidic internal terrain, and a compromised immune system.
So we were all in agreement here, I think, guys. Just say no to chemo baths.
Just say no to chemo.
Exactly.
You know, if you're in the hospital and you're looking forward to the nurse coming around with a sponge bath, say, please, no chemo in that sponge.
Yeah, I'll pass on that one thing.
Yeah, and, you know, it just kind of is something interesting that just popped in my head. There was an article, I think it was Mike Adams a couple years ago, that wrote about I think it was the pharmacists that were dispensing chemotherapy were then coming down with cancer. They call it secondhand chemo because of the exposure to the toxic chemicals in the chemotherapy. I think it was done over in UK that they documented hundreds of cases of the pharmacist being diagnosed with cancer because of the chemotherapy, secondhand chemo.
Yeah, and there's been more updates on that, and nurses that work with chemo as well, highly restricted. I mean, these people are supposed to be wearing hazmat suits. And they spill this stuff and they have to really evacuate the entire facility.
Yeah, and look at the pictures. You go out and search for chemo burn, and you can look at pictures of people that have been just horribly burned by chemotherapy being spilled on their body.
Well, and then there's no question, you know, that this comes from the war-making machinery. This is, and just like we talked about aspartame, I think, last week as well, potential chemical warfare agent for the Pentagon. They look at these things and then they go, well, we'll just sell it to people as a sweetener.
Yeah, and that's the same thing that happened with chemo. IG Farben manufactured the mustard gas and the Zyklon B that were used in the concentration camps, and they wanted to find another use for it later on, about 10 years later, and that's what they did with chemotherapy. The initial chemotherapies were based on the same mustard gas that was used to exterminate the Jews and other people in World War II.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Well, good find on this, Super Don. I'm glad.
Good job, Super Don.
Glad we were able to bring this up in this context, because we don't want anybody else duped. And we've got lots of fans and listeners over in the UK where this story originated via BBC. And, of course, you want to learn more about this, go to read Cancer Outside the Box. I mean, get way outside the box here to understand the history that Ty brings us every week as well. Where was this originating? So when you see these stories, you realize it didn't just come out of the blue. Wow, look, a new innovation. No, trace it back to the origins, and you'll be horrified, absolutely horrified, that you would ever have been duped into believing that these were legitimate treatments.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. The history is, I've almost had to take it in sections because it's so disgusting and it's so eye-opening and it's so unbelievable at times, the real history behind some of these treatments, that I advise people, take it a baby step at a time, because it'll blow you away when you learn the real origins of some of these quote medical procedures that we're using today.
Well, absolutely incredible. And it's time for a break. But is that Dusty Rhodes?
I couldn't resist. I had to play his theme song.
Oh, my gosh. We're going out with the good guy, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream.
The American Dream.
Theme song. How appropriate. Look, when we come back, we will explain to you why men are testing for HCG as if they're pregnant, and what you could find out about it. We'll talk about that. It does relate to cancer. So stand by. Ty Bollinger is, of course, here co-hosting, as we do every week, going outside the box on Wednesday. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. The link's out to Ty's books and beyond. We'll be right back. Hey, he's a man.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from WebSeed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Before we were so rudely interrupted by Super Don and Rubber Ducky songs last segment, we were going to talk about the absurd weird story of a man taking a pregnancy test and finding out something unusual, that he had testicular cancer. So, Ty, you saw this story as well. This was a bizarre but also inexplicable one because of the markers of this cancer.
Yeah, it's interesting in this story, Robert, and this is something that I talk about in my cancer book. One of the markers for cancer is HCG, which is human chorionic gonadotropin. And this guy took a pregnancy test in this story. It's been reported on Fox News. He took a pregnancy test, and he was just doing it as a joke, but it turned up positive. And so he thought, wow, how can this be? It turns out he has testicular cancer, which is one of the many cancers that shows up positive, even in men, to a pregnancy test, because there's elevated levels of HCG in the urine if you have testicular cancer. So that's kind of what happened. It's an interesting story, but it validates some of the stuff that I put in the book about the fact that one of the tests that you can take for certain kinds of cancer is a pregnancy test, even if you're a man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting thing because, of course, the mainstream media, which is totally pharmaceutically conflicted and loaded with ignorance, even, the goofy morning show hosts, they'll all cover this story. They will because, oh, how interesting. A man took a pregnancy, right? But, they won't get to the heart of, well, did anybody think about really why this is? Okay. Then they go, okay, look, he had high HCG that indicated cancer. Now, will they ask the next question? Well, why did the cancer get there, right? They won't go there. They'll say, oh, thank goodness this guy got there. He'll probably have his you-know-what's taken off.
Yeah.
Ouch!
Yeah, they'll take care of it the conventional way, which is not the way I would want it taken care of if I had testicular cancer. You know, actually with testicular cancer, they're probably going to radiate him, which is what they did with Lance Armstrong. And that's actually relatively successful, one of the few relatively successful kinds of cancer that you can radiate because the testes are separated from the body, so you don't really damage the other organs quite as much as you would if it were internal.
Yeah, it limits some of that so-called collateral damage. It's not at the same time. We're not saying endorsing go rah rah. There are ways to go about it, and of course, any cancer. I would say one thing we have to bring up is the selenium deficiency. In fact, the whole PSA test associated with prostate and prostate cancer should be renamed the prostate selenium assay because anytime you see an elevated PSA, you can by definition know that that man is deficient in selenium.
Yeah, and you know what? Also, Robert, PSA stands for prostate-specific antigen, and it's not even prostate-specific, right? We've talked about that before.
Oh, yeah. No, they just make it up as they go. I mean, it's kind of like non-specific cross-reactive tests that they say, oh, this is definitive for that. How many times will they get away with it? Well, they won't get away with it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty.
They won't get away with it here, and it's interesting with the PSA test, back to the PSA, that women with breast cancer have elevated levels of PSA. Mm-hmm. So even women have a prostate-specific antigen. That's interesting. It'd be like saying that men have a uterine-specific antigen, but that's the way they named it, PSA, but it's not prostate-specific. It just is a measure of inflammation. But while we're talking about HCG, one of the interesting things, and this was not intentional, believe me, folks, but it just kind of turns out that there's another Rockefeller connection here. With 1989, mm-hmm. There was research that was conducted at the National Institute of Immunology on the use of certain carriers, such as the tetanus toxoid, to bypass the immune system and deliver HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin, to the people that would receive the tetanus toxoid, the tetanus vaccine.
Shot.
Yeah, the tetanus shot. Now, injection of HCG, which is bound to tetanus, causes sterilization or miscarriage. This is what the research concluded, that HCG causes miscarriage or sterilization because of the fact that the female is already producing that HCG because of the fetus, mm-hmm. and this additional HCG could cause miscarriage. This research was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation and the Population Council, which was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation in 1952. Interestingly, after this 1989 research, in 1993, there was a huge outbreak of miscarriages in Nicaragua. 1994, Mexico, same thing happened. 1996, same thing happened in the Philippines. All the women were miscarrying. Nicaragua and Mexico did not research the reasons that this was happening, but the Philippines did. And there was an article in Vaccine Weekly, it was detailed by the Philippine Medical Association, that showed that HCG had been added to the tetanus vaccine and was causing spontaneous abortions and miscarriages. This was detailed in a BBC special in 1996. I bet you never heard of that, did you?
No, and you know, this is why I'm so glad we have archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show, because even those that have been listening this whole day so far and heard from the beginning when Ty came on today, you're going to need to go back and listen to segment one. Why? Because we set the stage to help you understand inadvertently the connection to history, because it was the eugenics program that was established by these folks, these international banksters and scam artists and elitists that want to reduce population by any nefarious means. They used to do it in a very overt fashion, then they relabeled it, now it's a subtle version, and they'll get you to volunteer for it because they frighten you about tetanus, which we can address with so many other things, including homeopathy and silver and other ways.
And I did an interview with Dr. Russell Blaylock a while back, and he said the tetanus vaccine is the most absurd vaccine. He said, if you happen to cut your finger on a substance that's you think might be carrying the tetanus, and it's not because of rust.
No, it's not a rusty nail. It's like, if you rub that rusty nail into some cow or sheep poop.
Okay. It's because of feces.
Exactly. That's a different story. But man.
And he said, if you suspect that's happened, all you got to do is use a little hydrogen peroxide. It'll kill it immediately. You know the way Dr. Blaylock
is. Oh, yeah.
All you got to do, Ty, is rub some hydrogen peroxide on it, and it'll take care of it. You know, his little southern drawl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would also do the sovereign silver right there, and it's done. And the oxygen it brings in as well. These are complementary things. But you're frightened into believing, oh, no, the tetanus, Ty, you're going to die. You know, no, you're not.
And we talked about earlier, folks, as Robert was saying, would they inject things into us in the vaccines that could kill us or sterilize us? Here's an example, documented example of the research that went into finding out the answer is yes, and then several instances that looks like they tried to carry it out. And this is that's kind of an interesting segue to GMO foods here. We've talked about it before, but
yes.
You know, why inject them with toxic chemicals that'll kill them, or why stop there when you can get them to eat foods that'll sterilize them and kill them too? And so,
well, yeah, some of this we discussed last hour with Leanna Werner Gray and her book, The Earth Diet, and she's such a sweetheart. But we GMO food, you're right, this is the transition. We first have to frighten you into injecting, allowing us to inject your children, right? Now people are waking up going, wait a second. What is the next? Well, they're still going to eat, aren't they? Hey, let's just put in their food. Until, of course, we're upset and going, maybe no GMOs. So what's the next level? What's the next phase? But this is a very important thing that you're bringing up.
Yeah, what is the next level? I don't know. God forbid they have a next level. They probably got one in the plans. But it's going to be an agenda of sterilization and population reduction, because all of the top globalists they openly admit that they believe the world has too many people and we need to reduce population. Mm-hmm. And Bill Gates has come out openly saying that vaccines are a great way to reduce population. And other eugenicists, I mean, you got Prince Philip come out, 30 years ago saying he wished he could come back as a virus to wipe out 80% of the population.
I remember that, yes.
They all admit this. It's hidden in plain view, folks, for those of you that will open your eyes to see. So it's an agenda of death and population reduction. That's what eugenics is. So what's their next scheme, their next plan? I don't know, but we'll be exposing it when we find out, folks.
Well, absolutely. There are simultaneous schemes that aren't happening and they're not waiting. And if we look up in the skies and see these artificial clouds or these streaks across the sky,
yeah,
and we know
chemical trails.
You got it. These things with heavy metals and barium, sometimes aluminum, they've talked about. All of these things also serve to suppress immune system function. If they actually throw microbes and viruses, I don't know for sure. But the reality is they don't have to, because if you're exposed to heavy metals, and we know this with Dr. Bitar every Advanced Medicine Monday, you precipitate the overgrowth of any microbial pathogen, including viral activity, as your cells just go on, let's say, a tear just to survive. And that's where you get this debris, this genetic debris spewing out of the cells trying to survive.
Yeah, I agree. And that's something we haven't even really touched on much, is the chemical trails and the toxins that they're dumping on from the air. But you are absolutely right, Robert. When you're exposed to heavy metals on a consistent basis, one of the first things that happens is your immune system's compromised. So are there other nefarious elements in these chemtrails? Perhaps. Maybe they don't even need other elements. Maybe all they need is consistent exposure to the aluminum and barium salts to compromise your immune system. And then you come down with just about anything that you wouldn't have before if your immune system was working properly.
Very, very good point. Listen, we've got the links up here at the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You'll see the banners, the book images, cancertruth.net to buy the Cancer Outside the Box, as well as the newest book by Ty, and it's at Medical Dream Team. MedicalDreamTeam.com. Also, you want to learn about herbs, he's got one called SurvivalHerbs.com. And, of course, we want to say thank you to Better Way Health. And you talk about the immune system. We can't overlook beta-1,3-D-glucan.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, Robert. You know, you can't control the air you're breathing. So if we're being exposed to these toxic heavy metals that are compromising our immune system, there's nothing you can do about breathing the air, but there is something you can do about fortifying your immune system with supplements. And beta-1,3-D-glucan is a supplement that we take every day. Transfer Points beta-1,3-D-glucan by Better Way Health, and I highly recommend it to everybody that's listening.
Yep.
You can't control the air, but you can control your supplements.
Yeah, and you can reach Better Way Health at 800-746-7640, 800-746-7640. Say thanks from Ty and RSB for supporting this endeavor together, because we're ramping up the healing even higher when we get together each Wednesday. Also, if you ever question, comment for us anytime, 24/7. It's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up by ramping it up even higher. Maybe even a moment of duh. We'll see about that. Stand by. Lots more healing to go on The Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Ty Bollinger here with news about a life-changing supplement called Beta 1 3D Glucan, one of the world's most beneficial immune supplements backed by science. I've done my research and discovered the highest quality manufacturer of this safe, all-natural compound. Transfer Point's Beta Glucan is the only brand I recommend, and it's a critical part of my daily regimen. I've teamed up with Better Way Health, the country's top retailer, to save listeners over $150 on a six-month supply. Go to aboutbetaglucan.com/radio or go to my website and click the banner.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Anybody feeling a bit thirsty by now? How would you like? Hey, Ty, you want a Pepsi that'll block fat?
Doesn't that sound like a great invention? A Pepsi that'll block fat. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. There, Pepsi has come out with a new fat blocking soda. It's actually in Japan, Robert. It's got a substance called dextrin, which is a fiber that basically helps to reduce fat levels in your body. This doesn't surprise me, though, with Pepsi in Japan. I mean, they've already got strawberry milk-flavored Pepsi and salty watermelon-flavored Pepsi. Pepsi was initially developed over 100 years ago as a healthy drink, by the way. So any of these marketing ploys doesn't really surprise me, but couldn't be good for you, something that blocks fat. Anything that interferes with your body's natural mechanism when you ingest the substance can't be good.
Well, yeah, you talk about blocking fat metabolism. We already are so fat phobic and fat deficient in the West because we've been taught that fat is evil. And of course, they never differentiated between real fat and trans fats and hydrogenated oils. But the fact of the matter is, even saturated fat is absolutely necessary for good health.
Absolutely necessary. We eat it every day. Coconut oil is one of the best oils out there. We cook with coconut oil. We buy it by the 5-gallon bucket, and we go through it like crazy. It's fantastic for you. So you're right. They do not differentiate between fat is fat. Well, that's not true. The bad fats, the hydrogenated oils and trans fats, are not good for you. But we have fats like coconut oil, like extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, flax oil, mm-hmm. great for you. So we have been sold a bill of goods that we need to avoid fat at all costs. And I think that's the premise upon which Pepsi has formulated this brand new fat-blocking soda. It yeah. reminds me of Olestra. You remember Olestra,
Oh, the
Robert?
Fake fat. Yeah, yeah. You want to win in wrestling, just give your opponent some Olestra. And get off the mat fast. But, yeah, I remember yeah. that. Did you know all about who was making that stuff?
Yeah, this was back in the mid-90s, if you remember, folks, and Frito-Lay came out with Olestra, which was basically a fat-free fat. So they cooked their nacho potato chips and their potato chips and so on. A lot of different products came out about 15 years ago that were cooked in Olestra, which was, I don't know how you have a fat-free fat, but that's what it was. It was a chemical fat. And the list of side effects were numerous, including, you know, loose stools, abdominal cramping, bloating, and how can I put this, anal leakage?
Yeah, well, that was a fun one to have to market around.
Yeah, and they did market around it. As a matter of fact, I was used to be good friends with the Harvard MBA that was the head of the marketing research team for Frito-Lay that was trying to determine how do we present these products that cause anal leakage in such a way that people will still want to buy it, even though we've disclosed the fact that it causes anal leakage, bloody stool, and so on. Mm. And he said it was quite a time that they had, but they did develop a marketing strategy, and the chips actually sold very well for a short period of time until people realized that the warnings or the side effects were real warnings, and they actually did cause all these abdominal problems and the bloatings and horrible cramping. I used to eat them, as a matter of fact.
Man.
This was before I knew a lot of the things that I know today.
That's an embarrassing admission. You know that.
It is.
I've admitted I've eaten some horrible things, but thank God I was awake at that point. But I think they could have repackaged that stuff as a new drug if FDA would approve it for curing constipation based on what it was doing.
It definitely did, Robert. And, you know, these are the days right after I got out of competitive bodybuilding and I was just learning about actually how to eat healthy food. Mm-hmm. And so I was still of the mindset, which many bodybuilders still are, that fat is bad. And so I thought, well, this is a great way. I'm going to be able to eat chips and not take the fat, and I can still stay lean and be a competitive bodybuilder while eating junk food, which I think a lot of people thought that. I didn't eat them for very long, though, because they caused a lot of the side effects in me, too. And I thought, wow, something's going on here. This can't be good for me. And it was shortly after that time that my father died of cancer, and I began to do research on cancer, and I actually started to learn about the deception with all these foods. So, folks, if you've eaten these foods, if you've fallen prey to this brainwashing, if you've fallen hook, line, and sinker, don't feel bad. I did, too.
Yeah, it is the awakening, and we've all had our moments, and I've revealed some of my embarrassing moments, too. And thank you to Ty for letting us all in on that, because, like I said, listen, it's our journey. And even as I've said some really intense things, particularly this hour about the vaccine issue, that you could be criminally negligent for doing this, it isn't to accuse you of a crime except to wake up, I mean, in a harsh way. But yet, how harsh would it be to lose your child? How harsh would it be to have your child become into the autism spectrum because somebody wasn't willing to speak very bluntly about this to cause you to go, wait a sec, I don't like that. Well, you shouldn't like it. And we hope that you're doing your level best to protect your children legitimately. And that's what we're here getting this information out about. Now, food. We love food. We love to talk about food. We love to eat food. You write about food. And yet, food has become that next, let's say, weapon, whether it be GMOs, like we talked about earlier today and with Ty right now. There are science, though, that's helping us out and understanding some basic things. And sometimes the science is so amazing that it reveals the obvious, that it can only be today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh asked no answers. It answers the question, can foods affect colon cancer survival? And what did they find out? Oh, it might. Yes, food matters. Who paid for this, Ty?
A new study suggests that what you eat may actually affect your chance of surviving colon cancer. Research is among the first to look at the impact of nutrients on cancer. Wow. What? You know, I tell you what, I'm glad that we're funding this kind of research, this unbelievably brainiac research that tells us foods can affect cancer. I mean, you know what?
Wow.
I got something for him. Air is good for your lungs. You know, why don't we research, do some funding
on... You should get a grant for that.
Yeah, how about this? Water's good for fish. Let's research that, okay? Come on, get real.
Can you imagine how many billions of dollars have been wasted and spent on research into cancer, and they admit that this is among the first to look at the impact of nutrients?
That's what blew me away, Robert. It says this is among the first to look at nutrients. Shouldn't this have been the first?
How?
Dozens and dozens of years ago, but not, they shouldn't have waited until 2012 to do this research.
The stupidity of Scientificus Americanus. I mean, come on. How long does it take to go, hey, you know, I wonder, maybe we should research something into nutrition, you think? Nah.
I like that.
Nah.
I
let's
like
not,
that.
But that's why this is a major league moment of duh. It basically says, yeah, if you're recovering from cancer, what you eat matters. Of course, it mattered along the way to creating cancer, but they didn't want to say that because, hey, they wouldn't have anything to treat. They wouldn't.
You know what I want to hear? I want to hear in Oscar the Grouch's voice, I want to hear him say, Eggeticus Scientificus.
that would be so appropriate to everything that we're having to cover today.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, you know, this is amazing. And what you've spotlighted in your books, Ty, of course, we point out these absurdities. And we're not making light of cancer. I don't think anybody takes it that way. But you have to step back and see the absurdity of it sometimes, or you just get lost in the morass, and then you're duped into joining the Pink Army.
Yeah, and you know what, folks? This is why your doctor is not going to talk to you about nutrition typically when you have cancer, because he or she doesn't know about the importance of nutrition, because in 2012 they're doing one of the first studies on it. That's why. It's not because they're bad. They're just ignorant of this area. So we're trying to educate you.
Yeah, and if you want to get well ahead of the curve here and prevent that which you will never have to get, then certainly you want to pick up Ty's books. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. You can also go directly to cancertruth.net, medicaldreamteam.com, and say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors that make it possible for Ty and I to come together each Wednesday and go way outside the box. Ty, always a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, this is great. Another interesting show today. I hope we've helped a lot of people to start really thinking critically about a lot of the things that are deemed to be true and are just assumed to be true today, when really the fact of the matter is there's a lot of outside-the-box thinking that needs to go on.
Yeah.
And so we hope, you know, our goal, folks, is to enlighten you and to take control of your own health. So take it from the perspective that we love you and we want to help you with these things. And we're not criticizing anybody that thinks differently. We're just trying to help wake you up.
Absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely. So check it all out. Ty, thank you for helping me remind everybody, and you included, that the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.